In general, how have the first couple weeks of OTAs been going for you?
It's been going really good. You know, I feel like I'm progressing along nicely. I've really been getting in my playbook. And I feel like I'm catching back up to where I ended the season off last year in my cornerback, you know, position. So, you know, every day I just come out here and try and learn a little bit, fix little things that I need to work on, and just try and get a little better and get ready to play some defense.
Yeah, Coach Arians kind of singled you out and said you have been making strides at cornerback. And what's kind of been clicking for you so far, and where do you feel like you've made the most strides?
Really just the playbook. Last year, that was one of the reasons I think I didn't really get a lot of chances at playing corners, because they didn't feel I was adequate in knowing my playbook. So this year, you know, every day I'm in there, I'm taking notes. You know, I'm making sure I'm asking questions, making sure I know where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing. And so, you know, I'm just going to keep on doing that every day when we install stuff, you know, make sure I know what I'm doing, and just go out there and try and communicate with my team so we can make plays.
He also said yesterday he's seen a growth in confidence with you after making the Pro Bowl and kind of being established in the NFL. And was there a point when you felt like, you know, this is where I belong and I can really make a difference?
Yeah, last year, you know, with the new coaching staff and everything, I kind of felt like, you know, maybe they just wanted me to play special teams. So I wasn't as confident as I should have been, you know, with my cornerback stuff. And then coming into the end of the year and coming into this year, you know, I feel like, especially after making the Pro Bowl, I've done what I can do on special teams, and I know I can do that. Now it's, you know, time to try and take it to the next level and help the team out and double it in two areas.
Right. And having, you know, Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd and Ted Ginn and guys like that you're covering, does that help you guys defensively?
That really, like, last year, because I was on scout team, so I was guarding Fitz and Floyd every day, all the time, and once I started, you know, feeling like I can play with these guys and I was making plays on them, it's like, okay, I can do this. So coming in this year, you know, now I just, like I said, I was playing off of that, and now I'm just trying to continue to grow with what I learned last year.